Praise you and peace from God who creates and redeems and sustains all things.
Amen.
Those of you who know me for a number of years know that I find this day particularly giddy. I love plants. I'm a weirdo in that respect. Most people would rather wear sackcloth and ashes and pray out on the street, which I think would be a particularly terrible punishment for a Lutheran. Let me go through that. But this year of all years, Lent feels particularly poignant, and Ash Wednesday particularly appropriate. Not only for what we've been through for the last 2 years, but the whole world has been through for the last 2 years. A crushing loss of community, of togetherness, a kind of tearing away the very fabric of who we are as a community. Not just as a church, but as a city and a nation and a world. I read recently a quote that I had to agree with. Sadly, we are not the same anymore. We are not the same. And then over the last 2 weeks, we have watched as one nation invades another. It's a mystery, always. Why human vanity and greed must always, it seems, lead to war. So you start to read the articles. Now, I have never been to Ukraine, and I have no idea when this first whole thing happened. I could imagine what was in Ukraine that they wanted so much. I was quite sure it must be a large cache of wine. Chocolate? Article after article, why does Ukraine matter? And yet the relentless march continued. I'm reminded of our text today at the end of our gospel lesson in the Gospel of Matthew. After all of that stuff about don't be a hypocrite, don't practice your piety before others, don't pray in the street and say, hey, everybody, look, I'm praying. Don't fast and tell everybody, well, I'd love to have that chocolate, but I am fasting for Lent after all. Wink, wink, nod, nod. The very end of it, Jesus says, do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where there's neither moth nor rust, and where thieves do not break in and steal. And then this. For where your treasure is, there also your heart will be. And then war starts to make sense. If your treasure is in someone else's house, your heart is in someone else's house, and you will do darn near anything to get it, or to keep it, or to take it. It seems in war there is no price too high. The very lives of children, the destruction of society, changing and transforming of lives, the rending apart of peace is not too high a price. If you think the treasures before deciding whether or not to go to war with your neighbor. But we always discount the cost. And we keep discounting until it's just cheap enough. Life is cheap enough, and liberty is cheap enough. Love is cheap enough. To say, well, I'm going to go get my treasure. I'm going to take it. Life is a time when we reflect on who we are in the midst of our wants and our desires and our values and our treasure. Where we take honest stock, not only with ourselves, but with one another and the world, about not what is right, but what is righteous, what is God-like. It's a chance for us to think again, kind of reordering and transforming not only of who we are, but how we are. Sort of like every time the sound system doesn't work, I'm going to need to hit the reset button. It's Lent. It didn't work, did it? Well, in the midst of all of the madness, of all of the terrible articles, of all of the pictures and videos of tanks and explosions, and children lying, dying in the street. There was an image, whether it was authenticity, I don't know, but there was an image that caught me as my Lenten image. It was a woman sitting on a bench, waiting, in Russia. Her eyes tired, her face exhausted, run with lines from her eyes down to her neck. An old woman. Wearing a bright yellow rain jacket. And a blue babushka. Waiting for the bus. No sign. No shouting. No praying in the streets. No reminding everyone about what was happening in Ukraine. Just a quiet, probably mostly unnoticed witness. A Russian woman sitting at a Russian bus stop wearing the flag colors of Ukraine. Bright blue sky over a sunlit sunflower field. Blue over yellow. I saw in her Lenten prayer of peace. In her quiet protest, she reminded us that it is not always our shouts, which sometimes we need, or our protests, which we always need, or our sniping back and forth with one another about whether we've done enough in this year, about the environment, about politics, or about anything else, but a simple, quiet, transformational prayer. Because many who saw that image saw hope that the victim is remembered by a supposed enemy. That this is not about principalities and powers and governments and treasure that we want. But underneath it, real, breathing, living, loving, and trusting people. in the end it will turn out. At the end of Lent, we will hear the story that God understood that as well. That you matter. That all the treasure that you have, and all the treasure that you've gained, and all the power that you think you have, or that I have, and all the reputation will not matter. And Jesus will die on the cross. And this year for me, he will wear a yellow jacket and a bright blue scarf. And I pray that we will all be renamed, transformed in that life, and that will be our treasure.